Todd Van Allen here for Cat Pee. I am your host, and in with me this week, live from Comedy Bar in Toronto, a trio of terror. That's right, Nugnar Game, Paul Bates, and Lee Smart. You might know them as Illusionoid. It is going to be fantastic. We pitch some TV shows, we do a small episode of Illusionoid, and I'm on it. It's not that bad. Join us.
It's one of the best.
No, not the episode. I mean the episode of Illusionoid.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good episode we did.
Yes.
I like those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Wow, look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Comedy Public Pub Live. Cat pee, folks.
Whoa!
And my name is Todd Van Allen. I'm the host here. And holy cow, have we got guests for you. A huge stage of them.
Yes.
Yeah, massive.
Yes.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, you know one of them. We can't keep him off our show, to be quite honest.
You keep having me back.
I know. It's beautiful. Nugnar Gang is here.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm doing great.
We also, yes. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Put those mandibles together.
We can applaud them all individually.
Yes, we can.
I think.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Yes, we can. That'll come up to six applauses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Six
this is all we do on these shows, is just try to elicit really big clap traps. So I was walking down Bloor Street.
Oh, yes! Yes!
I see my house from there!
Yeah, the Magnificent Mile.
Yes, that voice you heard right there is a lovely and talented Lee Smart.
Oh, wow.
There he is.
Wow.
I'd say I've been the least
50%. 50%, right.
How did they get him?
Yeah.
To his right, my left.
Yep.
Have I got those directions right?
Yeah. I think so. The stage right.
You're really painting the picture.
Right,
Mr. Yep. Paul Bates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Paul Bates.
Right there.
Looks like your nemesis is here, Paul.
Now, individually, all three of these guys, stellar. Right?
Oh,
let's agree to that.
yeah.
Paul is not on board with this. He's just fucking happy to be out of the house right now.
That's fine. See. He's adopted a wait and see.
Well, yep. Just
because he smells a butt coming.
Just so tired. What did I miss?
That's what she said, right?
Right. Yeah. But this is where we get to say, I think the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Yes.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, you may know them individually from their other pieces of work. From the wonderful work that they do individually, but they come together. Ladies and gentlemen. And put out this podcast. It's a podcast, right?
It is a podcast.
You're
correct.
Ladies and
gentlemen, you are correct.
The boys from Illusionoid join us.
Yeah! Thank you.
Please, everybody, sit down. Sit down.
Please, you're really embarrassing us.
Have a seat.
It's good to have you guys.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming out. I relate to what Paul is going through right now on a completely lesser amount, because I have been exhausted for about 2 weeks now.
What has made you exhausted?
I just finished a Western tour where we did 11 shows in like 12 or 13 days.
Oh, wow.
I had one night where I didn't have a show and I just got really stuffed and hammered with my family, which is always a good thing to do before you've got a show the next night. And it's just a lot of driving in the prairies. And so flying back, and I took like a late flight. And so I've been playing catch up the entire way.
Oh, man.
On the back end of a cold. It's beautiful. It's, How do you guys find the road when you go out there? Do you have like specific things where you try and make the right choices and not get hammered every night?
When I stay in hotels and stuff, I did all summer up in Sudbury, and I just did a trip to Vegas, and I actually try and pull the diehard thing where you pull your shoes and socks off and crumple your toes in the carpet to make you feel better.
Not in the hotels I was staying in.
I got to Vegas and my room had a hardwood floor and I didn't know what to do.
Oh God.
Yes.
Yeah. So putting together like three bath mats and like maybe I can.
Yes.
But you're starting. Your toes are bloody now.
Yeah. Wore them down to just nubs.
Many splinters.
I was about to say that you know, like we haven't as a podcast, we just do this show here in Toronto, but and I was going to say, well, we don't really tour, but the last time we've all been on the road together was in 2006.
Yes.
And we did a show that Second City asked us to produce and write and perform, and it was they wanted a comedy version of the theatrical show of Rings.
So it's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
The big show had just opened at the Princess of Wales, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so, and that show was bad. Uh-huh. This show was worse.
This show was worse.
Yeah. Intentionally so.
Yeah, intentionally so.
That's
very intentional.
I was sitting there going, finally, a staged version of Lord of the Rings that actually could be good.
It was bananas. It was a show about writing a stage show about Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
But it was
meta.
Yes, it was meta. People enjoy it. You know, nerds enjoyed it. Nerds enjoy most of what we do. But so yes. So the last time we were on the road, how did we deal with it? We went to the local roundhouse turned into a brewery.
It was in Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah.
And there the local roundhouse was a local brewery, kind of like the Steam Whistle Brewery.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But also in it was the Walter Payton Museum.
Oh, of course you're going to have that.
And there was a huge bar attached, and there was a cover
Payton's,
band in there. Yeah, I think it was called Payton's.
Sure
was the name of the bar. And
they wouldn't call it Walter.
Was he pulling drinks?
No.
Was
that... this was long after Sweetness had left us.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But we went over to that bar and we hit White Castle really late one night.
I remember. I don't remember much, but I remember that night being insane. It got to a point where Nug was jumping on me King Kong Bundy style.
Yes.
By
sure.
the end of the night, I was lying on the bed too drunk to move, and Nug would
off the other bed.
Off the other bed was jumping on me.
Right.
And in the hallway, we met Gordon Lightfoot.
That's right.
What?
Gordon Lightfoot was in Aurora, Illinois, going to the ice machine to get some ice for his rum and coke or whatever.
Or as he calls it, an Edmund Fitzgerald.
An Edmund Fitzgerald. That's right.
And he goes, he was the wreck that night. Let me tell you.
That's not uncommon for him.
No.
If rumors are to be believed.
So we were just kind of staring at him, and this is how I tried to break the ice
and it was an ice machine. It was right nearby.
Yes.
This is all work. It's meta again.
All I did over and over was
Gordon Lightfoot.
And finally just went, yeah.
Yeah.
And but then Lee said, we're from Canada.
Yeah.
And he turned around and was like, what? And he talked to us for like 20 minutes.
It was amazing.
Right. Fantastic. In his stocking feet, he was.
Okay, of course he's going to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Lady stockings.
At least you did that. At least like you did that to grab his attention as opposed to whistling.
I got it. Of that Family Guy episode where they think they see Tom Bosley across the way in the diner. And he's like, I'm going to see if it is. Tom Bosley! Tom Bosley!
Gordon Lightfoot.
I've talked about this before on the podcast, but the last time I was out west, I got to drink until 3 a.m. with a Tragically Hip.
Nah. Oh, wow. That's really?
Cool. And it was just one of these things where like the bar was empty until their entourage showed up, but like they were kind of out in the back patio by themselves and no one else was there except me. So I just kind of walked out and said, I hate to do this, but I just want to let you know I'm from Gananoque. And Gordon just looks at me and goes, 613. I go, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're doing band business right now. I said, I understand. I just want to say hi. And so he's like, no, let's just stay around. And then cut to like an hour later where like me and the bass player are just hammered and yelling at each other about music that should be and shouldn't be. And like, I'm sitting there going, how can you listen to that shit? Like, I'm telling that to him. I don't even know what band he was mentioning.
That says a lot, though.
Probably Haywire.
The hip, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say it all? That the hip's entourage is like, no, we'll be there later.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get there, just hang around, have a drink, wait for us. Entourage is calling the shots in that situation.
I get the feeling it was one of these things where they were setting up the show and doing all that. Because it was all the tech guys and the tour managers and that sort of thing. And it was just the band going, okay, we're going to go talk some business and then we can party with you guys and meet us at the hotel.
Ah, all right. That's cool. Okay.
This happened this summer too, which was kind of weird. My mom sends me a picture and went, with the subject line, guess who I just met? And I'm like, normally when my mom says this, it's like someone from Gananoque that I don't remember from high school.
It's like, it's Kevin from grade four.
Yeah. He had the wandering eye. You remember him.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, well, he's selling insurance now. And so I go, okay, yearbook photo this is. And she's standing beside, Gordon Pinsent.
Oh.
And I'm like, how did you get that photo? Because they were on vacation in Newfoundland and that was the, she got to have a photo with him. And so I know his son, Barry Kennedy. He's a stand-up comic in Canada.
Yep.
So I emailed him this photo immediately with the subject line, we have to get our story straight. And I was like, our parents have met. We gotta go over this. He's like, that's amazing. It's like,
that's great.
And I was the stupid one that said, yeah, my mom's the one on the left. And so have you had any other celebrity run-ins over the course?
Well, you brought up Gordon Pinsent. I've met Gordon Pinsent as well.
Yep.
And the last time, all I really needed to say about it is the last time that I was in contact with Gordon Pinson, he shook his head at me in disgust.
That's right.
Wow. That's, because I was writing an award show, that he was presenting on, and he didn't like the material, and, he always, cause I always write, I've worked on a couple of award shows.
A lot of profanity and rape jokes.
You know what? The problem is, we write jokes because we think Gordon Pinson will be hilarious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, and then the producers are like, no, 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 take the jokes out. It's Gordon Pinson. He's a very important person. And then he gets there.
Right.
And he's upset that there's no jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he's like, he's mad. He complains. And I come up. I'm the writer. And he just went,
I've seen Pinson. When I used to work with Sean Cullen on his live show, The Sean Show.
Right.
Yeah.
He would have celebrities on it, and they would do an interview, and then he would pull up giant cue cards and make them do a live commercial that they weren't prepared for uh-huh. some coffee. And okay. So it was 9 times out of 10, it was, I'm drinking the good coffee, and the celebrity is drinking this garbage coffee.
That's right.
So they just dig into him with horrible language and insults. So he wrote this thing for Gordon Pinson. It was like, how dare you serve me this swill while you drink the good coffee? I am Gordon fucking Pinson. And just hearing him say it, and he was laughing the whole time.
Right.
And having the best time. So yeah. I can imagine he would get upset if he shows up and he's got to read all this dry garbage.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a hilarious
funny.
Dude.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, nice.
Who have you met that's famous lately?
Oh, man, lately? Who have I met that's famous? Well, you know, Gord Downie lives near me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I see him all the time, like walking his kids to school.
Uh-huh.
And, I had this thing a couple of years ago. I was at a Idea City conference. You know what that is?
Yeah,
that's where it's like TED Talks, but in Toronto.
Is Moses Neimer's ripoff of TED Talks.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's a total 100% ripoff.
It and was Gord called Downie, Botox, right? At first. It
was. Yeah. Yeah.
And Gord Downie was there giving a speech about being in the band and being in a famous Canadian band. And, I looked down at his feet and, he was wearing flip-flops, and his toenails were painted blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That was my run-in. Yeah.
That's yeah. Right.
Well, and as far as celebrities go, we just did a show with Billy West.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's Billy right, West. That's right. Of course. Yes. Futurama.
Great, awesome. Great live recording.
Oh, thanks.
Great episode. I love that you got a little bit of preamble.
Yeah,
yeah,
on him,
that was good.
Which it's interesting because like when you have people that kind of come on, like you sort of hear their stories again, but there's always something different that they add to it, which is always kind of fun.
Yes.
And yep, we got the dance party going on.
Dance
That's
party.
Great.
I hear that.
Yep.
That's good.
Can anyone hear that? Is that just me? is it just coming in off of my monitor? Is that? No, we've got the
everyone
fucking
can hear
music
that?
Going.
I don't think these mics will pick that up.
No,
that's all right.
No,
you know?
That's all right.
It's
all right.
It's gonna feel good.
Well, it's always good to have a soundtrack.
True.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to pick it. This song is shit.
Yeah.
So when he came on, like I've just now started rewatching Futurama because it's now on Netflix, and so
yes.
It's great on the road as you're going to sleep and just because there's so many episodes that I've only ever seen once and they're completely out of context, so it's nice to go back and revisit that. I take it you guys are obviously big fans of Futurama. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I watched it. Yeah. In the first run, I was, it was the most frustrating show to watch as a fan because, Fox constantly preempted it with NFL football.
Yep. Right. Yes. Yeah.
It was like the schedule was always thrown around and they actually had, I think one more season than they actually made because they took it off the air so many times they had an extra season's worth of television.
And I think some of that became the movies that they put out.
Yeah.
I can't remember. They made little straight to, eventually, people realized, somebody realized people still love the show and the DVD sales have been doing well. So they made, 4 new straight to video releases of Futurama. Okay. And since then, they're back on Comedy Central now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so all those shows are on Netflix. That's what I'm watching.
Right. It's such a fun show and like you get to capture like sort of those little, it's very much like Simpsons in that obviously it's the same creator, mm-hmm. but there's always like these little moments and lines that you're always going to stick with. And I finally got to see the one that stuck with me for like years since I watched it. It was just a throwaway line by Morbo.
Morbo.
He gets asked, you know, how's the family? And he just looks at the person and goes, belligerent and numerous. And love it. Love it to pieces.
But it was so cool. It was so fun to get Billy West for our show because he's just done a ton of cartoons and is a voice from a lot of things that we love, like Ren and Stimpy and Futurama.
Yes.
And, and just to have him like hang out with him backstage and have him do the show with us was great. It was kind of like having, Grandpa
trot out his greatest hits of jokes that you've heard a million times.
Yeah. Oh, I dealt with them. Somebody said it was like doing Actor's Nightmare. Somebody said listening to the show. It's like Actor's Nightmare where one guy's just reading from a script and everybody else just has to deal with it. Uh-huh. So Billy's just kind of giving out his, you know, best jokes. I'm going to be Sinatra now. And we're like, Sinatra's here. We've got to deal with it. So
step up the game.
The most successful voice actors, though, don't like they. It seems that every story they tell is just an excuse to get to a new.
Oh yeah. Remember one time me and Sinatra were hanging out, and
he said,
"Doobie, doobie."
Yeah. Oh, it's classic Nugs, classic Sinatra. I can't believe I'm hearing it live.
Oh. I'm here for it. But that was the best part. Was the live crowd was like, "We're hearing it." Yeah, like they were so into it.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's very fun. So it's nice that you guys are able to come out and do like the live shows, which are down here.
Yeah,
you should go and listen to it, listener. If you're not, not now, listener, just finish this.
Oh, we'll come back
and then, it'll be there. Or, it's not going anywhere.
Or hit pause.
Yes. Yeah. No.
But they can always return to it. This is the beauty of the podcast.
You keep them in the shop, jackass. God, who markets? It's not Paul, right? Yeah, that's, Nug raises his hand aloft.
It's a new world. Of entertainment where you, the rules
are my favorite. I had some editing problems on the weekend, and I was like, they're like, oh, can you fix this thing in the pod thing? Because, we send a preview to each other so we could hear it. And they're like, can you fix this before we send it out? And I go, yeah, I just accidentally erased half the thing. I got to bust my ass to make sure it comes out on time tomorrow. And Bates sends back, well, it doesn't have to come out tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It has to be on schedule.
There's no rules. This is the Wild West. It's a new frontier of entertainment. We can do whatever we want with our podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Paul Bates from 8 years ago.
Yes, exactly. We're going to put it on CDs and mail it out like AOL discs.
Let's put it out on hard drives and hand them out at shows.
That's right. Go down to factorydirect.ca.
Old man Bates has some great ideas about the future of the medium.
Well, let's talk about old man Bates for a second.
Yes.
First professionally and then personally. One of the shows that I always love going to see is the Williamson Playboys.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
With you and
Doug Morency.
And that's right, Doug Morency. Yep. And it's just fantastic. I had a character like that until I realized I'm totally ripping them off. So then I stopped that. Is that still going or what's happening with the Williamsons?
Doug moved to Los Angeles. He got a green card. His wife got a green card.
That's that then.
Yeah, they moved down there. And so the last time we did it was almost a year ago.
Okay.
And it was a great show and we really missed doing it. But, you know, proximity prohibits us from doing it, but he and Ayumi are doing amazing down there,
right?
And they love it; they absolutely love it. But
have you ever thought of doing that thing that rock and rollers do, where the lead singer is broke and just goes, "Well, I'm going to re-invite the band out," and then he can't get anyone from the band to do it, and just get studio musicians follow him on his merry way? Have you thought of a replacement? I can't remember which Williamson
played. He was Cecil Jr.
That's right, Cecil Jr.
I was his father, Rufus.
Right.
And you know, for your listeners who don't somehow know the Williamson
it's unbelievable as that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
how
is
that possible?
Let's just
do
this.
The incredulous expressions of the people in the audience here today.
It's like blank stares from the audience.
This formality out of the way.
I have to say this.
We played the oldest living father and son Cajun music duo.
Yes.
And I play the tuba and he plays the ukulele. And we write songs that are anachronistic or, you know, songs about, you know,
a specific time in history.
Yes, right? Like we had a ballad about the Hindenburg. Uh-huh. We had the very first, negative campaign song that we wrote, and it was aimed at Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right.
We originated those characters at Second City, and then we just started writing more material for them.
Okay.
What was the question? Yes. Now, based on that, I've not thought about that now. I realize now that I could hire a Doug in Toronto.
Right, exactly.
And Doug could hire a Paul in L.A.
You franchise it.
And we franchise this shit.
See?
Yes.
Talk to Nug more. He's obviously
got
the acumen.
I do play the ukulele.
It's a brave new world in the medium of sketch comedy where we can do... We can just create a diaspora of the Williamson Playboys.
2004. Yeah. Do you remember when Sinatra was at the end and he just recorded half of his song?
And then duets.
And then he did a couple albums called Duets, and he would just send them out to other stars, and they would just do the other half.
I didn't realize it was out of laziness.
Yeah. It was totally out of laziness. He was too old to
And you
got to
pay the wife. Do you want me to get into my Sinatra bit?
Nug's doing it!
So he's basically sending out single karaoke discs to stars. I said, the karaoke, it's a big thing now with the kids.
Well, how the hell would you get Bono and Frank in the same room?
Oh, not how
do I've got you under my skin?
Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, they would both be under each other's skin.
Yep.
There is not a studio big enough to keep those egos in there. So,
here's an unrelated note, actually. Okay, good. But in a world of,
it started related. We've changed.
Yeah, that's a great way to break
older,
it.
Older.
Here's a related thing. No, it's
not related. Okay. Frank Sinatra duets made me think of Tony Bennett becoming a hit because he did duets.
Yeah, but he does them live. They do it together.
For real. Yep.
Well, he's got a personality.
Yeah. Lionel Richie has a top 40 hit. He has a top 40 CD out.
Yeah, country versions of his old hits.
And it's a duet. It's a duets album, and it's all Nashville versions of his old hits from the 80s. And it is a total hit.
Who? Endless Love with Shania Twain instead of Diana Ross.
Who would listen to that?
America.
I don't.
That's right, like, man.
I believe our friend Jimmy Pardo loves that album.
Really?
I believe so.
I wouldn't mind hearing
I got to talk to him.
Do we have a strongly worded letter to Mr. Pardo?
I do not ever in my life, ever want to hear like Dwight Yoakam step up to a mic and start drawling, hello, is it me you're looking for?
I mean, you got to know what's on there, right? And like somebody's doing hello.
Right.
Somebody's doing hello with Lionel Richie in country style.
And a slide guitar.
Who's? Oh, I want to know who's doing Dancing on the Ceiling and getting a huge paycheck for that one.
You know what?
I'm finding out right now.
Okay, all right.
You're on it. Yeah.
Where's Darcy? Why aren't you doing this?
No, that's why. The intern is on it.
Okay. All right. You're holding together well, Paul.
You know, this is a big night for me.
Uh-huh.
I am on night, what's this, 26 tonight?
Tonight's 26.
So I'm on night 22. Of being a single parent with a 2-year-old.
Oh boy!
Wow. And
now that's an applause line. If there's an audience here.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's on a side note.
Oh, you're a single father for 22 days?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Oh my God!
Can you believe that?
Please. Where do you live?
Please.
Bathurst Street.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog.
For the listener at home, Paul Bates did the Arsenio Hall arm circle whoop.
He's coming back.
I know.
He won Celebrity Apprentice, and he got a gig doing another talk show.
That's good. I was just saying to somebody, he should be doing a talk show.
Why is a reward for him punishment for everyone else?
It was me.
Why is that?
What?
I said, why is a reward for him a punishment for everyone else?
Come on. You know, I think this is the year. Man Bates says.
93 wasn't?
It's time. It's time for Arsenio Hall to come back and just sweep, fill a vacuum.
Yeah.
That has not yet been.
Allow me to say. Montel Williams knows his place. He's off the talk shows. He's selling things on infomercials now.
I thought he was dead.
Just let him. You thought he was what?
Dead.
No?
I have not heard
he's still alive.
I saw him on Oprah.
In like 15 years.
He's shilling a lot of shit.
Wow.
Right now. He
Montel.
Is. I think the
have
big
you been
thing,
injured in a slip and fall accident? Called Montel Williams.
It's close. What he's selling is like these. They show him working out, and it's like these sleeves that apparently have copper in them.
Yeah,
because copper something, right?
Yeah,
copper
and
ions.
Yeah, because every time I've gone to the gym, I go, I really can't burn through that last rep.
Yeah,
some copper sleeves would help me, and they never have them in the gym. But Montel, God bless him, is right there for you.
That's right.
Is that not a song in Sound of Music? Copper sleeves.
Copper sleeves.
Copper sleeves.
Yeah.
Makes me feel fine. You know what's great about this type of podcast?
Yeah, you better tell me.
And tell the listeners, because I don't think they're
Bates
convinced.
We need to educate our listeners as to what's happening
about
this.
We keep it's just a series of digressions.
Of course.
And so for me, it feels like Inception, because I have I have something I want to say about a topic, but we get to the next topic, we digress. I'm like, okay, we'll go back to this, and then we digress again. I'm like, okay, I got to go back two times now.
Here's your token.
That's what our podcast is. Only we're trying to tell a story.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas we're just cracking wise and busting each other's balls.
Yes,
that's all we do.
I've forgotten my two things, but to go back, I'll leapfrog back to being a dad alone with a kid.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And just here's one. Suffice to say, it's horrible.
Okay.
And I don't recommend anyone does it.
Sure.
This is just an observation I made today. Is like, cause I live on a street. We're lucky enough to have neighbors who, everybody had kids at the same time. And so there's three kids who are just best friends. They run around, they play. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because, A, yeah, they have someone to play with, but B, you cannot get them off the street. You can't make, if you're a single parent,
right.
Like my wife's away, we are not divorced, and okay. She's
what
not
happened?
Deceased.
We right. were tiptoeing around that. Yes. Did you notice? Like no one put his foot on the flame, so
we're
why
not separated.
Has it been?
She's just working. And
you're a very fastidious divorce. Hey, it's been 23 days since that bitch left me.
But one of the kids, you don't have time to actually go make dinner for the kid, and so everything falls apart. And
right.
That's where I hit total parental structural mm-hmm. failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other kid, one of the kids across the street had a birthday today. He turned 3, and he was wearing a fucking blue ribbon that said birthday boy, like he won something for being alive.
He's a prize pig.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, that's yeah. right.
He got called in for supper.
And I was, and I watched him, and he was the most miserable kid alive.
Wow.
Because it's your birthday, and we must all remember this, or have seen it happen. It's a child who's having a birthday, and they assume because it's their birthday, everything has to be golden and wonderful, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this kid just sits there with he's sitting in the middle of the road
right.
with a blue ribbon, frowning and crying single tears. Streaming down his face because it's his birthday. Why do we tell children about birthdays at all? You're a kid.
Yeah.
You have a kid.
I do.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, like I think a birthday should be maybe that when you turn 10, let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, this is this thing we celebrate once you turn 10.
Yeah, but then
birthday.
They're going to get screwed up with that because other parents have told their kids about it. They're going to find out at school.
Oh yeah.
I just think there should be a law. No kid should know about birthdays.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have any shows coming up in the next little while.
Okay, then shut up. Hey, everybody.
What, I can't join you?
Darcy here. Oh, yeah, and joining me in this interruption is Todd Van Allen.
Hi.
Just a reminder that our contest to win Jim Gaffigan's new CD is still going second week.
Mr. Universe!
That's what you got to do. Hashtag Mr. Universe. Tweet at us. CatP Podcast.
That's CATP Podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Not CATPEE.
Yeah,
podcast.
Let me make it clear. If you don't have Twitter, put something on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Review in iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email, darcy@catp.ca. CATPEE.ca.
You've given yourself that?
Yeah.
You gave that to yourself?
Sure did.
Oh, Jesus. I throw you the keys to one little thing, and suddenly you got email addresses all over the place.
Let me just say, people, you got a really good chance of getting this CD. Because so far, there's not a whole lot of entrance.
Oh, we haven't
entrance?
Really.
Entrance? Is that a...
Yeah, entrance. We haven't really announced it. It's a great CD,
well,
by the way.
Well, I did announce it on last week's episode.
That is true.
But that was John Hastings' episode. Let me tell you.
You might not have had time to listen to it.
Oh, maybe that's it.
That's true.
Numbers are dragging. Anyway, if you want the CD, you know, take it, mm-hmm. Rip it, put it on your iPad, and then, I don't know, send it to somebody in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And still use the CDs.
I can tell you right
Happy
now.
Happy birthday, CD. 30th.
Is this the 30th?
30th.
30th yeah. birthday. I didn't get it a gift. Maybe I'll get it as a gift certificate at HMV.
Maybe I should be timing this. How long have we been talking?
I don't know.
All right, back to Illusion.
So here's make everybody happy.
Here's the track list for the country Lionel Richie.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You are with Blake
Inception.
Shelton.
Yeah,
Say You, Say Me with Jason Aldean.
I don't know who that is.
Nope.
Stuck on You with Darius Rucker of the Great Hootie as well as the Blowfish.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Okay, Deep River Woman with Little Big Town.
Yeah.
My Love with Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
Right.
Dancing on the Ceiling with Rascal Flatts.
Sure.
Of course.
Hello. Hello with Jennifer Nettles.
Right.
Who?
Sail On with Tim McGraw.
Right.
Endless Love with Shania Twain.
Sure.
Just For You with Billy Currington.
Nope.
Probably the best one on the album, I have to say. Lady with Kenny Rogers, the original singer.
Yeah, he wrote the song.
He wrote the song for Kenny.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenny sang that song originally.
Oh, that's great.
Easy, the Commodores classic with Willie Nelson.
Now that I want to hear.
You want to close strong, by the way.
Yeah.
And All Night Long, The Party Song with Jimmy Buffett.
All right.
Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, I think we can all agree. There's some good stuff in there.
Yes, there is.
There's a lot of dross.
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure.
How many jug solos do you think you're going to hear on that thing?
I think just many. In the Rascal Flatts song, yeah, there's at least three jug solos.
You got one on the show.
See,
where they're dancing on the ceiling.
Oh, as a tuba player, I'm not deterred.
No, he's not. That's essentially what tuba is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the first time you probably uttered that sentence.
No, I'm sorry to say, I'm not.
So, Lee, you've got a child as well?
I do. She's 11 now.
Nice.
She's 11.
Now you told her about birthdays.
Yeah. Oh,
she's handling it okay?
You know what? Yeah. We had a lucky time with her. She wasn't too, her expectations didn't get too high too soon. Because I think that's what you're talking about, that kid who's crying.
Well, yeah, because everyone's like, it's your birthday. So he feels like he's the king.
Yeah.
And then he gets, one thing goes wrong, and he sits in the middle of the road with a blue ribbon.
It's like Bridezilla, except it's like Kidzilla. Yeah. It's like they just want that day to be special and precious.
Write that down. Let's pitch that show.
Yeah. Kidzilla.
It's actually a great idea.
Kidzilla?
Yeah.
Just watch fucking kids meltdown. That's all you do.
Don't air this podcast.
At the very end.
Patent pending.
Every Kidzilla episode, the kid freaks out, but his reward is he gets to crush a small town made of Lego.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that.
Oh, here's a conceit. You do it, but you do it as like a sabotage show. It's like, what Jimmy doesn't know is that none of his friends are showing up for the surprise party.
What he doesn't know is we've replaced all of his shoes with just left shoes.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he's like going around the house, like jumping in every room, like, nope, not this one. Okay. Yeah. And then just goes,
surprise, you have no friends.
and then they come out the end, but he's already had his meltdown, and that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
How was raising kids? Obviously, Paul's going through this right
now.
I'm
in it.
How do you find like the
you're in it to win
performing
it.
And raising a kid and that sort of thing?
It's my wife's a performer as well, so we still do things and it's a challenge. There's no way around it. It's a huge challenge because you're constantly trying to balance off doing stuff to feel activated and pursuing your career at the same time you're thinking I should be at home. I've had three sitters this week, and I'm out doing stuff, but I should be back, helping out. It's you're always in that sort of tussling with yourself. Yeah,
I was waist deep in my niece and nephew. That sounded icky.
Oh my God!
I apologize. That
what happened to them?
Sounds like human excrement was involved.
Have
your niece and nephew been liquefied?
Who gives children tandoori at the age of four? The nephew is four, I think now, and the niece is just closing in on two, and so. Just watching the sister-in-law's a chef, and so she owns her own restaurant, and my brother's a teacher, so he's away all day. And just watching her have to deal with this and have to deal with, like, the meltdowns, and she's just very austere with her kids. Like, she's fun and loving, and she loves those kids, but like, no, I've told you, now use your words. What's your problem? It's like, no, there's no moping. Do you need to go sit on the place? And then I'm just in awe. Like, I can't get the cat to shit in the box right.
Yeah.
And... wow.
It's not easy, man.
No.
No.
You look like you've been to Nam.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Man. I attempted a timeout just before coming over here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because my kid had just, like, he's waking up before 6, and he's not napping in the middle of the day. So by the end of the day, he's saying no on principle. So we went through this 15-minute fucking odyssey of him going, I want Netflix! And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to watch. I'm turning on. He goes, no, I don't want Netflix!
Oh.
And that happened over and over and over again. And I picked, actually, my favorite thing to do, actually, is when I pick him up under my arm and I carry him around when he's, because he hates it.
Yeah.
And I love it. And he fucking screams. And I brought him upstairs and I tried to give him a timeout at the bottom of the stairs, which is the minor timeout.
Right.
The major timeout is up in the crib.
Right.
Solitary confinement.
Oh, boy.
If he tries to climb out, he falls.
He gets 5 minutes in the box.
Do you have a lid for that crib?
No. There should be a lid.
You do electrify the bars, though, right?
Yes. There should be a corrugated iron lid.
I'm assuming, because you're here, there's a lid with a cinder block on top of it so you can escape.
He is not even asleep. I just left...
Nice.
What? No, I have a babysitter. I have a babysitter.
Are we going down the roll here? My kid and I. The joy of not having one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All of my friends have them. Paul and Lee, and sure, of course, yeah, other friends of mine. And my brother has kids. And it's just a great joy to rile them up, fill them full of sugar, and yep, hand them back.
Yep,
it's
exactly. That's
probably the greatest thing in the world.
Yes. Perfect uncle.
But you know what? Yeah. Nug is a popular figure among children.
Yeah,
everybody's
mythical
kids. All our friends' kids yeah know Nug. Brennan points Nug. In fact, Nug is, your listeners may know Nug as one of Chuck and Vince.
Right. In the yeah Toronto area.
In the Toronto area.
Myself and Marty Adams are two yeah garbage men that appear on recycling ads that say, yep, we'll recycle your electronics.
Yep. We want it! Don't be modest. That's what we want it! That's what they say. Yeah. So
you're also
a
waste wizard.
Yes.
Yes, a waste wizard.
Oh, my gosh. But that's...
Because you're on my calendar in in my kitchen up on the...
to remind you when to take your garbage.
Yeah. And you've got a beard on, like a long wizard's beard, and you're pointing a wand at me.
Yeah.
And your eyes are crazy. And you've got a wizard's hat on with stars and moons.
It's very fantastic. Creepy. And then Marty is behind you with like this look of, ooh, like,
yeah, he's a wizard. Like, yeah.
But yeah, Brennan sees that?
I took Brennan on the subway, and he loves the subway. And Chuck and Vince were on the poster. I said, who's that over there? And he goes, Nug.
Yeah.
He doesn't always talk like that. That's not a thing.
Your child had a stroke?
Kid always says, I want Netflix. he says Nug like that.
Brendan's afflicted with a terrible disorder.
Okay. Yeah, right. He has no larynx.
I actually have that website saved on my iPhone for garbage day, because like we'll hit something and I go, well, I don't fucking know what to do with this.
Yeah.
And I just like go to the website. Oh, burn it and dance around it. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
What we do. Yeah,
that's what we do with styrofoam in the city.
Yeah. There's talk right now. When I popped in at my agency the other day, apparently they called to say there might be some new stuff for Chuck and Vince.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Sitcom.
No?
In America, it would have already happened.
Yeah, it would have already happened.
It would be a spinoff
of the classic Men at Work with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. They said there may be some new stuff coming up, and I looked at my agent, and he goes, I'll tell them they may need a new set of overalls. I've lost 100 pounds. Daryl as well. Manning the tech.
That would also be an applause break.
Right?
An applause break.
Both Daryl and I are down 100 pounds.
Way to go. Way to go.
Fantastic.
And so I will be swimming in those overalls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, just for 5 minutes,
Put the timer on this.
Darcy, you timing?
Let's develop the sitcom We Want It.
Okay.
We want it.
Chuck and Vince, I've already got this part of it handled. I don't care which one of us it is. One of us is married and has a kid, and the other one's single.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So let's say that's Chuck.
Am I Chuck?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm Chuck. Yes.
He's Vince.
So you're married.
You're married.
I'm married with a kid.
Vince moves in.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. He's a slob.
Right.
You're fastidious.
Yes, but we're both garbage men.
But you're both garbage men.
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the thing. You're taking it from two different angles.
Yeah. Right.
Because you are like, keep it clean. Got to keep the city clean.
Yes. Yes.
There's garbage everywhere. Whereas he's like, I fucking love this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
He's like Oscar the Grouch.
Character choice.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves, he revels in it.
Right. But he's not a grouch.
No.
He's not a grouch.
Sweet.
Which Canadian female actor plays my wife?
I'm going to say Jenny Irwin.
Jenny Irwin.
Was a Second City alumna, and also she was on Still Standing.
Wow. And was just on Michael Tuesdays and Thursdays, which I believe aired on Wednesdays and Never.
I got it. Guys, here we go.
Yeah.
We get former guest of the podcast, Tatiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
She comes on because then we get that kind of mixed race angle.
Yep. So maybe she's Marty. Maybe she's trying. She's Jen's friend, and we're trying to hook her up with Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got this.
Yes.
All right. This is the impetus for the opening of the pilot, right? You guys are both on the job.
Right, right.
You go to take out some garbage. There's $1 million in the garbage can.
Oh, no. What do you do? Look at the application. What do we do with $1 million? Is that recyclable?
Or is that just garbage? You got this $1 million. That's the whole series.
The whole series?
The whole series.
Is the end of, let's say, six seasons plus a movie, is the end of it all that it's been counterfeit money the whole time?
Oh, yes. And then you check the website on the iPhone, and it says, burn it and dance around.
Yes. And if I may throw a little twist in that, we do that, we burn it, dance around. It turns out we had to do that to get the proper inheritance of $30 million.
Whoa!
yes. Yes.
Right. Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's
there.
Garbage. Yeah, right.
Brewster's Garbage.
Because you guys are actually cousins.
Marty and I?
Yeah. Yeah. In the show.
Sure.
Yeah.
You find out at the end.
Yeah, you find out.
Part of maybe in season four.
Yeah, season four. Yeah.
Or better yet, he's my kid from the future.
Aging in reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Mirth.
Like Mirth.
Right.
Yeah. Morgan Mindy.
Time Garbage.
Played by
Time Garbage.
Genius.
Actually, and the name of the show is Garbage Time.
Garbage Time.
Garbage Time.
And then it works out both ways.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. I like that. How had that ring?
Less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We did it.
Idea machines.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then.
Global, get to work.
Okay. So then, since we have the time, Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We need a Christmas
We have a huge
special.
Argument as to who gets to be Santa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good
that
one.
That is a good one. Yeah.
And then you both show up and do it.
Yeah.
And you're both like, out are trying spite. To nudge each other out of the chair. And there's a lot of
And there'll be a precocious kid on there who sits on Marty's lap and wants to know why Santa smells like whiskey.
Right.
Would be the number one guest star on that show.
Colin Mochrie.
Colin Mochrie.
Yes, of course.
That's right.
Of course.
He'd be a recurring character. Yeah,
he would be. He'd be our boss.
Yeah, he'd be the boss, of course. Yeah. And his wife would be on.
Garbage man! He would come in barking.
This is garbage. Oh, would you like me to take it out? That's not what I meant. A lot of that.
That's not what I meant is the catchphrase
That's
of the
right.
show.
That's not what
That's
I meant.
Not what I meant.
Because it's a whole series of misunderstandings.
And by the way, wife.
Patent pending.
That's
pending.
Right.
Deb McGrath will be like a Mrs. Roper who will be in love with you.
Me?
Right? Yes.
Or Marty?
You.
Oh, man. That makes it awkward for my wife.
A little bit of a triangle going on.
Makes it awkward for my wife.
Yeah. But, you know, she's the boss's wife, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Like cougar action.
Yeah, seriously.
No, that's right.
I'm married.
She wears a moo-moo.
That's not what I meant.
A lot of
that.
That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. That's great.
That is t-shirt.
There you go.
That's t-shirt time right there.
That's not what I meant. Picture Colin looking all frowny on it.
I don't even think, are you having a laugh? Touches, that's not what I meant.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. Workplace comedy, man.
That's not
Everybody
what I
wants
meant.
That.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. Okay.
We're all executive producers on that, by the way.
Oh, is that true?
Okay. We have to mail this podcast to ourselves.
Yes.
So that we copyright this idea.
Should we mail it? Old Man Bates going back
Old
further?
Old Man Bates. If you want my advice, drop this podcast in an envelope and address it to yourself.
So. 7 days from now, you will know what we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah,
I guess it's going to be out there. I have a timestamp on it.
That's true.
Yeah, people know. There you go.
People know. That's right. So yeah, go fuck yourselves. You can't have this.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to send this to Colin.
McFarlane.
I'm going to send this to Colin for sure.
Yeah,
he'll get something happening.
Oh yeah.
That guy turns nothing down.
No.
Not even us.
No.
Not even us.
Not even
love that.
He's done this show. Duff said.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's say that. And he didn't even take a drink that day. It was just like, oh yeah, I'll have water. I'll hang on.
I'll have water.
Oh wow!
Really? You could have.
That's unlike him.
Have soda,
yeah, because he's a raging alcoholic,
and also horrible racist.
Oh my God, he hates Jews so much.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
he won't even say it. He'll just call it them with like an icy tone to his voice.
Not to split hairs, it sounds like Colin is more anti-Semitic than racist.
He pretty much hates everybody.
Okay,
equally.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, everyone not like him.
He's often said, if the world were more like me, I think it'd be a better place.
Yeah.
You know, he's the judge on Over the Rainbow for the dogs.
I know.
I'm telling you how he got
You know
into
what?
That.
It's like somebody said, oh, Colin needs a job. We have to make something for him.
No, I'll guarantee you, because I did work with Colin this summer, that his wife said yes to the show.
Yeah.
And they said, do you think your husband would do it? And Colin's like, I'll do anything to make my wife happy. And now I'll do this, apparently.
So
he's judging the dogs.
Although they put through a German Shepherd, which I can't believe.
It's a series of dogs that do not look like Toto at all.
You know what? They should put through the dog from The Fly 2.
Oh, God. The dog with nine legs? The squalling mass? That thing?
Old Man Bates in his favorite movie. The Fly 2.
I got that right, right? It was number two, right?
Number two with the dog.
Boom! Nailed it!
Right on, man.
Yeah. I really thought you were going to say something else.
Can you make the sound?
Beethoven's second.
Hooch.
Can you make the sound of that dog? That dog made?
Oh.
It was like a hiss too, like a bubbling sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you need some more phlegm.
There it is.
My Toto.
Oh it really looks like we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh God.
Yeah, we're by the plant.
Oh God. Oh man.
Has anyone seen that show? For the people who don't know,
a friend of mine watches it. Oh. A friend of mine watches the show because she was my friend Jana Polzin, who was she was a runner up on Maria on the Maria Search.
Let's fill in the listener for those who don't know. It's a CBC show called Over the Rainbow, and what is it? It's a reality show contest style where they're trying to find
the Dorothy
character, and apparently the dogs.
I guess that's a run-up Wizard of Oz.
That's a B plus. This Christmas, the guy who hosts it gave up a regular, ongoing
MTV job
to do this.
Yes. A major coup for the CBC.
Yes.
Whoa.
And there's a companion show where they're trying to find the dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there was a show called How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? And my friend Jana Polzin came as a runner-up on that, got to understudy the Maria part.
I saw her in the show.
And Jana's great.
Yeah, she's
amazing. Jana would – I go to a regular board game night, and she was there last night. She said, please tell Colin how much I enjoy watching him in pain as a judge on that dog show. He is the most entertaining part of it because he looks like he has no interest in being there at all.
Right. Grimacing the whole time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They should do that with I would like to see like a reality show based on trying to cast Glengarry Glenn Ross.
What's the title of that show?
Third prize is you're fired.
Yes, that's good.
Love it. That's Todd Ben Allen, ladies and gentlemen. That's your third applause break.
Ladies and gentlemen. Patent pending, that's the second show we're pitching. Okay. That might actually be the first show we're pitching.
Okay. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. The first title I had for it. That was the second title that went into my mind.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I would be able to get the CBC to put up in bright lights, fuck you, that's my name.
Yeah.
So we have to go with the...
Or whatever amount of money it was, and a fucking Cadillac is the title of the...
Yep.
But third prize is your fire.
Third prize is your fire.
Is the best. Because first would be actual prizes on the show.
Actual prize.
First prize would be the part. Second prize would be understudy. Third prize, you're fired.
Okay.
That's how the series ends.
Yeah.
They hire, they fire third place.
And there will be a ceremony for the understudy wherein you give them a set of steak knives.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the winner gets a Cadillac.
The winner gets a Cadillac Eldorado.
That's brilliant. That's a great show.
I would do that.
Let's do it.
I saw Soulpepper's production of Glengarry Glen Ross. And the dude who's in everything who runs Soulpepper was
Albert Schultz.
Is he a listener?
You had him on?
You've checked the numbers.
That's right.
Well, it's all done with IP addresses.
What system do you have that allows you to see the names of the people?
Can we get
that for our podcast?
Nug, sweetie baby. It's all done with IP addresses and internet.
Don't talk over old man Bates' head. Don't talk over old man Bates' head.
Eric Peterson played, I believe, the Jack Lemmon
character.
Great. Fantastic.
Old Gil.
Fantastic.
Oh man, what a good!
You know, Williamson, you really are an asshole. Shithead. He said shithead.
What a great movie!
It was fantastic. Everything about that movie was perfect.
Yeah,
pitch perfect.
Right.
And Alec Baldwin, man, I can't get enough of that guy.
Love
I cannot. Not to promote another podcast, but his
here's the thing,
it's fantastic.
Don't think of stopping.
You know what? No. Press pause right now. You can come back to this.
Yeah. I've warned you once.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
thanks for having us on so we can talk about other podcasts.
Yes, exactly.
What other podcasts?
The podcasts are exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. We didn't know if we were going to do this, and we have a little bit of time.
So why don't we
try and build an episode of Illusionoid to give people a sense of what
we have
5 minutes. Darcy, can you time us on this?
Real quick,
a five minute episode,
or part of a teaser for one
that we may do.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so take
people through the process.
What we do is we get a title using suggestions from the audience when we do it live, or we have fans submit a title to our website or via Twitter.
Yeah. It's usually the something of something.
Yeah,
right?
It's usually the blank of blank.
Yeah.
Right. So we get something to look for, like some mythical object. Who's out there? Somebody shout out an object that we would search for. A cane.
Well, that's a good one.
And some crazy location. Now, since we're very sci-fi oriented, we tend to go into space, but a planet or even underground, anywhere. The holodeck?
Yeah. The cane of the holodeck.
Cane of the holodeck.
All right.
Oh. Ooh.
Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings?
I'll be the static.
Keep going.
I love that he's off book.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
All right. Move closer to the time radio. That's it. That's it. Good. Here's the transmission.
Hello. Can you hear me? This is how the podcast begins. I am the last man in the universe, giving you dire warnings from the future. Here is an important part of the future that will factor into the creation of Illusionoid. In your future, holodecks will become a reality. Holograms all around you, doing your bidding, doing whatever you want them to do to you. Pleasuring you if you wish. But don't forget about the cane!
That's about as long as it goes.
That's
too.
Good. That's good. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I don't know. This door to the hollow chamber seems jammed. Bill, can you give me a hand with this thing?
Yeah. I have a crowbar I could pry it open.
Yeah, I don't know. That crowbar seems awfully thick to get in between this door jam.
I'll make it work. I'll persuade it open.
Oh, all right. Whoa.
Yeah, it's all... Oh. Oh, whoever was using this last left the program running.
Oh, crap. Look at that.
Yeah, it's just all dark and weird like a dungeon.
Yeah, this is... I know what this is.
What?
This is that bordello from the third moon of Io.
Oh, the S&M planet?
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh. Looks like the program is running. Here comes one of the...
Buenos dias, gentlemen. I am the bordello program's whore.
What is your name?
Whore.
Oh, thank you, whore, for greeting us.
Right?
Who left you running?
Who left me running?
Yeah.
The captain left me running.
The captain? Is
he was
still
going to be
here?
Back any minute now.
Oh.
To further have me pleasure him.
Oh.
Oh, master, we have guests. Captain.
The captain's now your minion?
It is the role play we play.
Oh,
The captain gets tired of being in charge and the number one in the hierarchy of the spaceship. So he is the subordinate and I am the dominatress.
It's a very stressful job. Much paperwork.
Do you discipline him when he gets out of line?
Oh, yes. I discipline him with timeouts and verbal warnings.
I'd like to see
written warnings.
Written warnings.
And oral warnings.
Ask him.
And
whore.
Yes, the whore answers you. Holographic whore wishes to know what you want of her.
That's the command line, right? You just shout whore.
Just shout whore.
And it stops.
It's also the safe word.
Okay.
Did you say whore?
That's got to get confusing.
Everything stop! He said whore!
Oh.
Okay, everybody be cool.
Okay.
Did you want to know something or just stop?
Well, we wanted to see the program actually in progress. We want to see the captain be dominated. As first officer, I'm constantly getting told what to do and what not to do aboard the bridge.
And head crowbar operator, I'm always told what to crowbar and what to not. So.
Okay, this program is called the caning.
The caning. All right, hold on. Let me just put on my lederhosen.
I'm going to put on goggles.
Oh, German theme.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on goggles just in case.
All right.
We haven't had a German theme since Oktoberfest.
Yes. For a change.
I will yell nine many times.
Now, here we go. Subordination theme begins. Captain.
Yes?
Did you complete the log?
No. The log was, it was too hard. There was too many sections. There was one section in particular that required me to get five signatures, and I was trapped in here. I could only find three.
Hey, Brad, sounds like he's going to get disciplined.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this caning.
Oh, Captain.
I hope I hear it.
Your whore commander is very angry.
Oh, well, here, I'm missing two signatures, and here are two fine fellows, perhaps with pens, that could complete the log.
I cannot write.
Where am I going to keep a pen in these lederhosen?
Oh. Do you see, Captain, how your plan has failed?
You have failed
your whore.
Hit him.
Now your whore must produce her cane.
Oh, that is a huge cane.
That's right.
That is a big cane.
I keep my cane inside a penny whistle.
Yes.
Inside a quiver and strapped across my back. A penny whistle quiver from which I pull a cane. And strike it across your face.
Oh, it's so shiny.
Whack!
Ah!
And again.
Whack! Nine!
And now, I insert it inside you.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this part of it.
Me either, to be fair.
You watch, too.
I'm watching.
We're watching.
Make sure you pay attention.
Oh, I am.
What are we looking at in the time? Oh, already?
Oh, no.
Okay, this is how
program is terminating.
And now... and now you are fully in... And now it is fully inserted inside you.
Oh, certainly, Alf.
Captain, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we really have to get you back to the deck to man the ship. We have no time to take the cane out, though.
Well, well all right, then.
We're
okay, fine. Thank you very much. Program terminate.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, whore.
See you next week, whore.
Okay, you two aren't going to mention this when we get up to the deck, are you?
No one would believe me.
Thank you.
You know, I think I'll use this as leverage for a little more. Sure leave.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I'd like a bigger crowbar.
Not in that lederhosen, you're not.
Oh. Captain.
There you go.
Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Woo! There you go.
We did it! Ooh, yes!
Ooh,
USA!
Nice.
USA! 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 USA!
If we could drop this, there's actually a rolled up USA.
Oh my gosh,
right
there,
so.
There is.
Yeah, well, Romney's in here for the second show, so that's what we're going to have.
Mission accomplished.
Nice job, everybody.
Ladies and gents, that's it for our time. Thank you for showing up. Guys, tell people where to find you. Oh.
You can find Illusionoid at illusionoid.com. You can download the podcast there or subscribe to it for free on iTunes. We come out every 2 weeks. We have a Tumblr account. You can look up Illusionoid at Tumblr.
We'll be doing a little something at the
we're
going to
do something
festival.
At the Big City Improv Festival here.
That's right.
The 20th of October.
Right.
We're also, all three of us are going to be doing a show, part of a bigger show, Wednesdays in October at Comedy Bar called Secret Origin. We're going to be improvising
Secret
a comic
Origins.
Book. We got a rotating cast of a bunch of different improvisers.
Awesome.
And we're hoping to create a different superhero every show, and then the last show do an Avengers-style theme where
Beautiful.
All the superheroes join up against one big threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys.
It'll be fun.
Thank you so much for showing up.
This was fun.
This was good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find us at comedyabovethepubpodcast.com. Or no, it's just comedyabovethepub.com. CATP Podcast is the tweet feed. That's right, folks. Cat P. My name is Tavin Allen on behalf of Darcy sitting over there, the producer.
Yeah, Darcy did a great job.
Darcy!
That's all I had to say. That's all I had.
Just trying to do a rollout here. Yeah, I don't know why that stopped. Nug, Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Illusionoid people. Thank you for showing up.
Fourth
we'll see you next
applause
time.
Break.
That's not what
everybody.
I meant.
That's not what I meant.
Thank you, everybody.
Their prizes, you're fired.
As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most. With a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night on the ship's bell rang, could it be the North Wind?